Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, The Dynasty of Amshuman, Text 47. Atesha Maya Rachiteshu Sangam Guneshu Gandharva Paropameshu Rudam Prakrityatmane Vishvakartur Pavena Hitva Tamaham Prapadye. Atta, therefore, Ishamaya, by the external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rachiteshu, in things manufactured, Sangam, attachment. Guneshu, in the modes of material nature. Gandharva Pura, Apameshu, Upameshu, which are compared to the illusion of a Gandharva Putra. Apura. A town or house seen in the forest or on a hill. Rudam, very powerful. Prakritya, by material nature. Atmani, unto the supersoul. Vishvakartu, of the creator of the whole universe. Bhavena, by devotional service. Hitva, giving up. Tam, unto him the Lord. Aham, I. Prapadye, surrender. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I should now give up my attachment to things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thoughts of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment to material things. One should must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. When passing through a mountainous region in an airplane, one may sometimes see a city in the sky with towers and palaces. Or one may see similar things in a big forest. This is called Gandharva Pura, a phantasmagoria. This entire material world resembles such a phantasmagoria, and every materially situated person has attachment for it. But Kanvanga Maharaj, because of his advanced Krishna consciousness, was not interested in such things. Even though a devotee may engage in apparently materialistic activities, he knows his position very well. Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchite. If one engages all material things in relation with his loving service to the Lord, one is situated in Yukta Vairagya, proper renunciation. In this material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. Everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. This is the mentality of the spiritual world. Maharaj Kadvanga advises that one give up material attachments and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one achieves success in life. This is pure bhakti yoga, which involves vairagya vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Vairagya vidya nidabhakti. bhakti yoga shikshartam ekam purusha purana shri krishna chaitanya sharira dari kritam budhir yastvamaham prabhadye. Let me surrender unto the personality of Godhead, who has appeared now as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ocean of all mercy and has come down to teach us material detachment, learning, and devotional service to himself. Chaitanya Chandraya Nataka 674. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this movement of Vairagya Vidya by which one detaches himself from material existence and engages in loving devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement of devotional service is the only process by which to counteract our false prestige in this material world. So the verse again. Therefore I should now give up my attachment for things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thoughts of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment for material things. One must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As mentioned here, we should take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy, which means that, or is it when Vidura was returning from pilgrimage, and Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him, he greeted him with these words, Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutak Swayam Vibho Tirthi Korvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Katabritaha. That saints like yourself are verily places of pilgrimage. Because wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage because you carry Krishna within your heart. In other words, when Vidura came, he brought with him the spiritual world. And those who were conscious, Krishna conscious, and I guess even Dhritarashtra, noticed there was a whole different atmosphere wherever Vidura was going. Of course, we can't say that there wasn't that spiritual atmosphere for the Pandavas also, but Maharaj Yudhisthira points out to us that in the case of a pure devotee, wherever he goes, he carries Vaikuntha, or Vrindavan with him. And therefore the whole atmosphere changes. And what to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he carried Vrindavan in the feelings of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the complete ecstasy of Ladini Shakti interacting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, not always by just preaching. As a matter of fact, often he had to preach to Prakasananda Saraswati or at the beginning Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, convince them that they should pay attention to him. Now for an ordinary person, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in the southern India, when they saw how beautiful he was, they paid attention to him, and therefore they merged into the ocean of bliss that he was creating wherever he went. Or bringing, I shouldn't say he was creating. He was bringing with him wherever he went. When they became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the residents of southern India became overwhelmed and were able to enter into that ocean of bliss that he was bringing with him. Now, that ocean of bliss is also here. We have to learn how to enter into it. For instance, here is Gopal Krishna with Mother Jasoda. That is a picture of Gopal Krishna and Mother Jasoda. That is actually Gopal Krishna and Mother Jasoda. And they're carrying with them the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan, of Vatsalya Rasa. The question is whether we're receptive to it or not. How much receptive we are to the spiritual atmosphere that's everywhere around us. Because, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sattva nirupa sarvasha sharad bhavati bharata sharama yo yo purusha yo yatscharas evasaha. Sattva nirupa, under one's existence, under the three modes of material nature. So, those who are not Krishna conscious, or even us who are not fully Krishna conscious, we carry an atmosphere, but it's not Vrindavan. It's the mental conceptions that we're presented with. In other words, it's not this material world is not our creation, and neither are the subtle creations that we're being presented with. Because this world here is not false. It's not really anything like what we think it is. Even if we accept the scientists, the scientists, they know everything. Even when you accept the scientists, they say it's 99.9% of everything here is just space. So when we look around, I mean, sometimes we see a lot of spaced out people, but we don't necessarily just see space. That's according to the so-called scientists. So we don't see things as they actually are. We see things as we are being presented by the illusory energy. And illusory energy, we have to offer respects because she's a fantastic creator. Daiviyesha gunamayi mamamaya dharatya mameva ye prapadyante mayametam taramtite. Krishna has given material nature the ability to create not just a picture, but a whole virtual reality that we're living in. But it's what can change is not this virtual reality. We're not creating it, so how can we change it? We're not controlling it. We can change our vision of it. We have our part to play to change our experience of our experience. And that depends upon our willingness to become detached from the material concepts that are being presented to us and becoming attached to the spiritual concepts that are being presented to us. Apuryamanam achala patishtam samudram apa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamiyam pravishanti sarve seshanti matnoti nakama kami. That's the difference between a demon, and as I said often, we're not talking about demon means person who walks around with two horns and tries to hide his tail or shows his tail. Look at my tail. Look at that fork on the end. Wow. Oh, you're a good demon. Wow. Shows a demon like you. No, we're talking about the difference between seeing things in the material world as a playground for my sense gratification, that this is an opportunity for me to become a playboy. I can play around. If I'm a boy, I play around here in the material nature. Or a playgirl, we look around here in the material nature and see how to play around. That's called a demon. And there's a devotee. He looks around the material world and sees there's an opportunity, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. He sees it as an opportunity to serve Krishna. And what's the difference? Apuryamanam achapatlisha. Apuryamanam achalapratishtam. And Krishna gives the example of the incessant flow of rivers entering into an ocean, which is always being filled, but it's always still. Such a person can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. So we can't stop the desires from entering into our minds, but we can not get disturbed by them. Just like if a snake is wandering in front of you. I've had that experience in Spain, especially, walking on the street. You see snakes, they just kind of pass by. It's on your path. Worse than a black cat, by the way. Especially if you want to grab the snake, it's going to bite you. And if you try to run away and attract the attention of the snake, then it'll also go after you. You just let it go by and it says, you say goodbye. Similarly, there are so many thoughts that go through our mind, and Krishna gives the example of an ocean. So according to how deep our ocean is, how deep our Krishna consciousness is, then we'll be affected or not affected. But even at the beginning, when we're not in Vrindavan, we look around, it appears that we're still in the material world, and everyone is whatever. Therefore, Krishna says, still, if we empower ourselves with the eyes of knowledge, we won't become disturbed. Even if we're neophytes, we know nothing. But still, if we see things with knowledge, then we won't become distracted. Just like if a snake is in the darkness, you think you see a snake. But even if you turn on your flashlight and look at the snake, even though the whole room is not illuminated, still you realize it was a rope. In the same way, if we acquire a little knowledge, just a little knowledge, and accept the knowledge, because it's not enough to, for instance, remember some verses. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinasyava vinashantam yakpashyati sapashyati. Just one of the very many verses where Krishna tells us in different perspectives what the simple reality is. That one who sees the super soul accompanying the soul in all bodies, and who knows not neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees. So even we don't see a little soul, wow, you're a coward boy, I thought you were a gopi. No. Even if we can't see the soul, still we can understand that there's something alive there. Otherwise, why it's moving? And that something alive is the soul. That's what makes it to move. And the soul can't move without the help of the super soul, because actually the soul is only desiring, and the super soul, through his material nature, is making all the movements going on in the material world that are not actually coming from the soul directly, but are coming from the soul's desire. So that simple verse, and then Krishna says in another place, Kshetra Kshetragyam Jnanam Antara Jnana Chakshusha Puta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidoryanti Te Puram. That's the wrong verse, actually. Kshetra Kshetragyam Evam Antara Jnana. No, that's right. Kshetra Kshetragyam Tat Kshetram Tyadvik Cha Yadvikari Tastriya Sya Yat Puram Vistot Tat Samay Sena Meishinu. Oh, that's right. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavar jangamam kshetra kshetra samyogat tadvidi paratarshiva. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavar jangamam satvam, the existence. Yet whatever sanjayate comes into being, kinchit, anything, satvam, existence, Starvara Jangamam, Kshetra Kshetra Agnya Samyoga, Tadvidi Bharatarshava. Whatever you see in existence, both moving and non-moving, is only a combination of the field and the knower of the field. That's all that's going on here. We make everything, because of material nature, her job is just to make everything complicated. So we think so many things are going on except for reality. But actually the only thing going on is Kshetra, Kshetraya, Samyoga, the combination of the field, this body, the universe, whatever, and ourselves, the knower of the field, and the Supreme Lord, who's also the knower of the field. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavara jangamam Kshetra, Kshetraya, Samyoga, tadvidi bharatar. If we know that, if we accept that, then we're in knowledge. We can see with knowledge. And if we don't think like that, then we create this whole drama of what's going on. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves my money. Oh, I guess she loves me not. So we create this whole drama, and it's, you know, anyone comes along with the reality and says something that interferes with my imagination, interferes with the drama that I think I'm going through, puts it into a light different from what I think, then I get into an argument with them. As if I know what's reality, and as if the person who tells me what reality is actually knows what reality is. All we know is everyone's different perspectives on this illusory drama that we're going through. Unless one sees through the eyes of knowledge, then one can get a closer vision of reality, that everyone is a soul and everyone is supposed to go back to Krishna. That's the only purpose of this drama that we're going through. If we're dovetailing our drama with Krishna's drama, with the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as much as we dovetail, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turns on the light of knowledge within our heart and makes us receptive to the reality. The more we engage in that dovetailing our existence with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the more we become aware of the ocean of mercy that he's offering us. And when we suddenly slide away from that mission, either grossly or subtly, then suddenly we're back in our phantasmagoria, our whole drama that we're going through, and we start becoming anxiety, fearful, that maybe my drama that Maya is creating for me is real, and Krishna consciousness is the phantasmagoria. That is not real. It's the illusion that Maya is creating for me, that's actually the reality. And it's so subtle, because one moment we can become in ecstasy, experiencing the happiness of Krishna consciousness, and then next moment we're back in the world that Maya is creating for us, fearful and anxiety, what's going to happen to me? It's already happened to us. We don't have to worry. We're in Maya. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about being in Maya because you are in Maya. This is quite, we think, oh, now I'm in Maya, I'm suffering, but there may be worse Maya coming. Oh my God. Is it true? I'm this body. Am I actually going to die and disappear? You know, one moment I'm enjoying, the next moment I'm nowhere. Where'd you go? Where'd he go? No, he just disappeared. He merged into the void and disappeared. It was all for nothing. Because it was nothing. So that's Maya. Put us in, you know, to give us a whole whole illusory conception of our existence, of everyone else's existence, and she's expert. But as soon as we turn the other way, and not just chant Hare Krishna, oh Krishna help me, thanks a lot, you helped me, and now I'm back in Maya again, oh Krishna, you know, I'll call you, sorry, oh my God, I'm back in this, wait a second, this is not the Maya I wanted, Krishna, Krishna, help me, give me the Maya I want. No, after some time we'll get a little tired of being anxiety and fearful and whatever, and then we'll actually become more serious about trying to take shelter of Krishna by following the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, chanting Hare Krishna, the whole nectar of devotion, how to live life in here, how to worship the deities, how to the 64 arts of devotional service, and how to worship, amongst them is how to worship the deities, the nine processes of devotional service, will actually become interested in even avoiding the 10 offenses, whatever they may be, when we chant Hare Krishna. Because we'll see that's our only shelter, because as soon as we turn our face even for a moment away from Krishna, Krishna bahir mukha bhagavan chatare, ikatastatare japiti dare. That as soon as even we, oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Then Maya goes, whack, you're back in the illusory world. Welcome. Enjoy. Have a good time. make sure there's no devotee around here. They might interfere with your illusion. Just enjoy. Just a little bit, Maya will say, yes. That picture in one of the original Bhagavad Gita's, you know, there's this devotee there standing on the steps. I don't know if you've seen that picture. And then there's Maya. She's with her jewelry and beautiful sari and saying, come, you know, down. Lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, illusion. Just go down, you know, you'll have a good time. And then the other is, you know, Radha and Krishna there inviting you to come up to the spiritual world. So at every moment we're making the choice. The only difference is that when we get Vishaya Vinivartante Niharasite, you know, Rasa Varjam Rasopyasya Ptharam Dishva Nivartate. When we see a higher taste, then we won't be so easily attracted or distracted by Maya. And then we'll be attracted, let me get back to that higher taste again. Let me experience that happiness I experienced when I was practicing devotional service. And therefore one will gradually forget about the allurements of material nature because they will be seen as tuchava, insignificant. But in the beginning, we have to become careful. And that's partly by experience. Maya said, just give it one more try. It wasn't so bad. You had good times. There were bad ones, but there were good times. There was happiness. There was bliss. There was relationships and intimacy. And everyone, you know, you try it one more time. You're a devotee. You understand. You've learned so many things. You can enjoy at the same time, not get too entangled. Somebody will say, and then we go, Maya, wait a second. I'm in trouble again. You told me I wasn't going to get entangled. I was going to enjoy. There was a little enjoyment, but how? I'm sorry, you know. You just need a little more experience, that's all. Just stay here, I'll teach you. I think I'll go back to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Maya said, well, wait a second, you know. Are you enjoying now? No, because you're bothering me. Well, I'm just going to keep on bothering you until you surrender to me. No, Maya, please go away. No, I'm not going away. Please go away. No, I'm not going away. Doesn't matter how much you beg. No, Maya. As Prabhupada said, we're all ghostly haunted. So ghostly haunted, when he's ghostly haunted, he's always disturbed. The ghost comes, boo! Oh, go away! Boo! Oh, ghost, please don't disturb me! Boo, boo, boo! So we're all ghostly haunted. Maya's just going, boo, and we're going, oh my God! Protect me, someone, mommy! Ghost is attacking me. Just like Dhruva Maharaj was there, he was in the middle of a battle with the Yakshas. And on one side was an ocean coming to drown him. The other side were naked Rakshashi ladies with swords and arrows trying to kill him, lances and clubs. The other side was, I forget all the different sides of it, but anyway, it was quite disturbing. So Dhruva Maharaj was bewildered what to do. And then his friends came to him and said, chant Hare Krishna. And he chanted Hare Krishna. Oh, on the top, the Rakshashas, the Yakshas were throwing down slabs of stone and dead elephants and all kinds of things on his head. And he didn't know what to do. So the devotees came and said, chant Hare Krishna. So he chanted Hare Krishna. All the illusions went away. Luckily, because he was an advanced devotee, he didn't say, oh, well, actually, that would have been exciting if the waves, I need a bath anyhow. The ocean would have come and washed me over. No, he wasn't attracted to illusion, so he kept on chanting Hare Krishna. So that will come with experience. We chant, we get free from all anxieties for some time, we actually get a little happiness, and then we think, well, I still haven't experienced that to the fullest extent I want to. Let me go back into Maya. Oh my God, I'm back in Maya again. Everything's bad. The sky is falling. everything's going to wash, you know, these people are coming to attack me, whatever. I think better, Hare Krishna, Hare, help, help, help. And after a while, we'll give up trying to merge back into Maya, and we'll only go back to Krishna. We won't become so bewildered by experience. And therefore, Prabhupada said, an advanced devotee is an experienced devotee. They've tried Maya so many different times, it didn't work, and therefore they've given up on Maya. And they've taken shelter of Krishna, and being able to emerge into the ocean of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes. We have a microphone here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for wonderful class. I have one question. You explaining about Maya, and another things, explaining about detachment and attachment. So please, can you explain little bit how it's detached and attached for Krishna consciousness?
Well, attachment means when we merge into the ocean of the bliss coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the result is that when Maya comes along, you know, with a little bit of allurement, you know, anyhow, you're in bliss, why don't you try out? It's like someone, you're eating sweet rice, and it's wonderful. And then someone comes along and says, well, here's a pot of sand, would you like a little of that too? You can put it in your sweet rice. No thanks. So when you experience the actual happiness of a reality, Krishna consciousness, then someone comes along with some sweet rice offering it to us, we're detached from it. It's like Prabhupada was walking along one time with his sannyasi disciples and went in the pier of San Francisco where they go fishing. So Prabhupada walked by one man and he showed him a fish and he said, sir, would you like this fish? Prabhupada said, no, that's for you. And they walked a little further and he turned to his sannyasi disciples. He said, Prabhupada said, no, enjoy. You enjoy. And then he walked along a little further and he said, and suffer. So Prabhupada wasn't attracted by the fish. Neither probably would any of us be attracted by a fish if it was offered to us. Because we have a higher enjoyment. If there was all for this, that yesterday they had this big feast with all these maha preparations, I didn't. And if someone would have the table set up, a non-devotee, a fish stall. In Bengal, I think they have that. They take some fish is considered to be fruit of the sea. But we don't consider it like that. So, no, you know, probably the fish, I mean, I'm sure the fish stall would remain not very much utilized during when devotees would line the plates with Mahaprasadam, and they wouldn't have to save any place for a little bit of fish, because we have a higher taste. So that's the attachment to the prasadam and detachment from the fish. Anything else? Hvala Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.